I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to What Culture Here. Myself, Andrew Pala. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, share, turn those notification bells on, and all of that good generic stuff I have to say at the beginning of every video. But most importantly, be sure to have a great day, whatever you're doing today, whether it's something, whether it's nothing. I hope you have the best possible day. But if you're a Batman fan, there's not the greatest of news as we look here. Why Michael Keaton's Batman has just been screwed. Yes, this is it's one that pains me, so I'm sure there are many people out there who will likewise be pained. Now, to many film fans, Michael Keaton is their Batman. You have Tim Burton's Batman 89, it's 1992 follow-up Batman Returns. Michael Keaton there famously donned the cape and cowl, delivering both a fantastic Caped Crusader and arguably an even more fascinating take on Bruce Wayne. It was one of those with the Bruce Wayne presentation where he was always on in Batman mode. It was the eyes, you could always see Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne was always Batman. And it was just made for two fantastic films. So when it was confirmed that Keaton's take on the world's greatest detective was returning to the silver screen as part of the present day DC Extended Universe, there was quite rightly huge excitement and anticipation at seeing the actor pick up a role he last played, 30 years ago now. So the original plan called for Keaton's Batman to have a role opposite Leslie Grace's Batgirl in the Batgirl solo movie, to also appear in The Flash with the Ben Affleck version of Batman, and to cameo in Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom, the Aquaman sequel that's coming up towards the end of next year. And we now have found out these last few days that a Batman Beyond movie was also in early development for Keaton's Batman. And that's probably what stings about this the most. Now, as it stands, the next time we will see Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne will be in June 2023's The Flash, opposite Ezra Miller there, and as mentioned, Ben Affleck. And there's going to be roles in there. If all goes to plan, Henry Cavill's Superman's going to be popping up. We're going to have Jason Momoa's Aquaman in there as well. But then again, for Michael Keaton, the plan is for December of next year, 2023, to appear in the Aquaman sequel as well in a cameo role. But even then, you look at this, and while The Flash has a release date now of June 2023, dare I say, the thing is, who knows if that might change, because the Flash obviously has had its fair share of problems, largely stemming around the fact that Ezra Miller has had their fair share of problems in terms of running with the law and legal troubles. So currently, June 2023 is when we'll next see Michael Keaton as Batman in The Flash if all stays as is planned right now. As for Batgirl, of course, Warner Brothers Discovery, they currently have zero plans to release that film, opting against even putting the movie out on HBO Max, the streaming service, due to basically it's all part of a major cost-cutting plan for Warners. And it kind of pains you not to see that movie. That the film was, by all accounts and purposes, finished and ready to be released, and instead Batgirl will, as of right now, will forever remain in limbo. Hopefully, we imagine that will change at some point, and that film will be out in the open in the world some point down the line. But for now, no, that's not happening, which is just so disappointing. But the biggest blow for Michael Keaton is this latest news regarding Batman Beyond. We've got James Gunn and Peter Safran, who recently took over basically the reins at DC Studios. And several projects as a result of that have been axed. Even James Gunn himself even took to Twitter after this news was announced of him and Safran taking over DC Studios. And James Gunn said, look, we're not going to make everybody happy. Some of the decisions that we make aren't going to make people happy. One of the decisions there seems to be there's not going to be a third Wonder Woman film, and there's a few other projects that have been axed or their futures are up in the air. And one such project that has seemingly been axed, or at least put on the extreme back burner for now, is a Batman Beyond movie that would have centered on Michael Keaton's old Bruce Wayne as he took Terry McGinnis under his wing as the successor to the Batman mantle, the moniker there of the Dark Knight. Of course, this would have adapted elements of the Batman Beyond TV series. It was itself a spin-off of Batman animated series. So for those not familiar with Batman Beyond, it premiered in 1999, ran for three seasons. There was a movie, Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, which is phenomenal. Just a magnificent piece of film. And the action was based in 2039, the landscape of Neo Gotham, as it was called, the future Gotham City. And so you've got the elderly Bruce Wayne, who is basically, he's too old and too beaten down to be Batman. So instead, he stays in the Batcave, takes the young Terry McGinnis under his wing. Terry is out there being Batman, and Bruce is kind of calling the shots and being the sage advice. Rather grumpy at times, old man Bruce, but it was, again, a brilliant TV series. But Return of the Joker, just a phenomenal film. But these past few days have seen more details emerge on this live-action Batman Beyond picture, with the Hollywood Reporter first noting how Selina Kyle would have been brought back as part of that film. Now, it's not known if Michelle Pfeiffer would have been lined up to return as Catwoman, because, of course, Michelle Pfeiffer famously played that role opposite Michael Keaton in Batman Returns. But the plan was to bring the elderly Bruce, have the elderly Bruce bring Selina Kyle in as well, the elderly Selina, as there's a new younger Batman taking charge. Which, again, just sounds great. It's to some of us, all we wanted to see is kind of an older, whether it was maybe the Dark Knight Returns or whether it was more of a Batman Beyond, all we wanted to see is that older version of Michael Keaton's Batman get proper front and center stage attention. Now, the appearances in Batgirl, The Flash, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom for Michael Keaton were all intended to build towards this Batman Beyond film. In fact, Birds of Prey's Christina Hodson had already begun. She'd been tasked to work on a script for Batman Beyond until a couple of weeks ago she was informed by James Gunn and Pete Safran to stop work on that script, as the film was, I guess, indefinite hold is the more optimistic way of describing the situation, but cancelled is the probably more realistic way of, unfortunately, explaining this situation. So I mean, Christina Hodson as well, she's somebody who, she wrote Batgirl, which was, like I said, was going to feature Michael Keaton. Well, does feature Michael Keaton, just we're never going to see it as it stands. And she also has been writing The Flash, which is, I've mentioned again, on the way for June 2023 and will feature Michael Keaton's Batman. So Christina Hodson's the perfect fit to write a Batman Beyond movie. Just the familiarity with these characters and this iteration of Batman, as in the Michael Keaton iteration of Batman, she just seemed like an incredibly natural fit. But as it stands, it's not happening. I feel like I've said "as it stands" a few times here, but yeah, this movie is now no longer moving forward. Of course, I mean, a Michael Keaton front in Batman Beyond could always be revisited down the line, but for now, all plans for that film are off. I guess the silver lining here is that we are still due to finally see Michael Keaton suit up once more as Batman in The Flash and in Aquaman 2. But Batman Beyond would be just the perfect icing on the cake for this iteration of the Caped Crusader. As I said at the start of this, to a lot of people, Michael Keaton is their Batman. I mean, Kevin Conroy, God bless him, is a lot of people's Batman too. When I know I speak for a lot of people, that when I read a comic book and it's a Batman book, I'm hearing the voices, the dulcet tones of Kevin Conroy, of Mark Hamill, of that whole Batman Animated Series crew. But there's Kevin Conroy, everybody's got their favourite Batman, but there's Michael Keaton as well in terms of live action. Some people love Christian Bale, some people love Val Kilmer, not many people love George Clooney, although he was a really underappreciated, I think. Yeah, underappreciated, underrated Bruce Wayne. Not necessarily a great Batman. And of course, you've got Ben Affleck, who has done a great job in the role. And now we've got Rob Pattinson as well. So we are spoiled with Batman. And I guess one argument to cancel a Batman Beyond film is that you've technically still already got the Affleck Batman in play in the DC Extended Universe. You've also got the Batman with Robert Pattinson. There's a sequel of that on the way, I believe a trilogy actually, that's going to end up being. So maybe it's decided that maybe we don't want to muddy the waters too much with too many Batmen, but then on the other side of that is Batman, Bruce, well, as in Michael Keaton's Batman will appear in some films at least. So I don't know. I'm really sad that we're not going to get that Michael Keaton fronted Batman Beyond film, and hopefully that all changes. But if you're really sad about all of this news, be sure to let us know in the comments. Be sure to come and give us a follow at What Culture on Twitter. You can follow myself if you want at Cultured Left Peg on Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, share, comment, turn that notification bells on, and most importantly as ever, just make sure you're having a great day, whatever you're doing, whether it's something or whether it's nothing. I hope you have the best possible time, and if you're not having the best possible time, I hope that turns around quickly for you. Right, and I'm off to have a moment of sad reflection of all the Michael Keaton appearances that I'm not going to get now in terms of Batman Beyond and Beyond. And I will leave you with those thoughts. I've been Andrew Pollard. You take care of yourself, and I will see you soon.